Which, as you know, is not allowed in chorus.
No.
Check
the levels. Yeah, we're good. We're already recording.
Oh,
I'm doing this
yes.
thing where I cheat a couple of minutes out of the podcast by starting it early and then include all the, you know, sounded shit levels and shit.
That way, yes.
I only have to do 40 minutes of content, 20 yeah. minutes of bullshit.
Well, that's what the premium is for, is people get to hear the soundtrack.
It's going, check.
That's right.
Check, I'm gay.
That's right. This is not a premium, though.
Oh. Yeah.
We blew off the premium this week. We tried to record it, but Stav was too fucked up on Percocet.
Yeah, Nick came over here, and I was fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
I was on an edible. I was on, like, 3 Perkies, and I was just fucking... Do you still have that recording anywhere? That'd be a funny recording to show people.
You just sound like you're mid-stroke.
Bro, it was... Yeah. I don't even remember what I said.
Yeah.
I was so fucking...
You didn't really say anything. That was the problem.
You're just moaning.
I'd say something, and you would just go, damn. It was like 15 minutes of me doing, like, riffs about Wario, I guess. Yeah. Just talk about Wario for 15 minutes.
We were? Dude, that's where I come alive.
$30,000 a month. Me being like, yo, what's Wario's deal?
Yeah. Damn.
Damn, that shit's crazy, dude.
Just scratching yourself in a Percocet frenzy.
Did that happen?
Yeah, I mean,
itchy.
I used to take them, you'd get itchy.
That's what happened. Oh,
yeah,
fuck,
bro.
Dude, I was getting itchy as fuck.
Yeah.
I thought the infection was spreading to the rest of my body.
No, it's opiates.
I knew these two junkies that dated each other. This guy Brian and this girl Val. That.
Yeah.
And Brian one time, he was like...
Great junkie name, Val.
Yeah. Val's a Val, solid. Yeah, yeah. Right up there with Crystal.
Val Ivanov. Russian.
Crystal's
dude.
A great
Crystal's
one.
Crystal's a great trashy
girl. Brian one time was like, dude, there's nothing better than when you're like just getting really fucked up and you just scratch each other.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, God, Jesus God. Christ.
No, yeah, there's literally everything is better
than
your bullshit fucking heroin relationship.
Yeah, yeah. That's
which
awful.
Is great because it's like the heroin is the only thing keeping you together.
Yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah!
People are completely
could you imagine
otherwise?
Just a cold, sober morning where you're just fucking trying to kick hair, and you wake up, you see the pockmarked face you just fucked the night before.
No, there's
blood in your fucking fingernails.
There's no reality in which two people who detox from heroin are also like, we just figured out we have so much in common.
right,
sober.
We thought
it was just good robbing our families together, but we love Wes Anderson.
Yeah,
we had idea.
Yeah, right.
I thought it was just because Val knew
really
all
into Settlers of Catan.
yeah, right.
After we kicked the heroin addiction.
I did a comedy show once, and that game has some hold on people because I was doing a comedy show. And I'm a fat guy screaming, and not one of them looked up, like from that game. Like in the back, it was some hipster bar, and like the back of it, they were playing that game, and it had like a cult like.
Yeah. Oh, people loved
it. They were in it.
You know, it's funny. I was going over to Adam's house and playing it, and we were doing blow every time we played Catan, and it got me back into Catan.
Yeah.
And then a couple of weeks ago...
Get you back into most things.
Yeah. We went over there and tried to play Catan sober, and I'm like, oh, right, this game sucks.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I was just frustrated that I wasn't, you know...
Good at Catan?
Getting fucked up.
Or not on coke.
Right.
I was staying with somebody in L.A., and they were, like, doing a role-playing game, and it was kind of weird. These are people that are, like, comedy writers that make, like...
Hundreds of thousands of dollars,
and like, hey, can you not come home tonight? And I'm like, oh, yeah, what are you, some orgies? Some LA fucking.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
like, no, we have like a Call of Cthulhu role playing game.
I'm
like, you're like in your mid 30s. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
like,
Justin tried to offer that, the Chapo guy. He was like, yeah, we thought it would be cool to do like a Call of Cthulhu episode of Cometown. And I was like, yeah, no, we're not doing that.
It would be funny to
like. He's like, we did it with Chapo and it's great. I'm like, yeah, we're not doing that.
It would be funny for
how. No interest in doing
but
role
you
play.
Know they would spend so much time trying to get it together, and we would just be like, this shit is fucking gay. I roll to pull my cock out and have an orc suck it.
Yeah.
And how many times me asking the guy that do you think it would take for
of
him to
all
quit?
The lame gay bullshit I've been into in my life, I'm glad that I never went down the dark paths of anime or role playing.
D&D?
And what was funny about the role playing game is he's like, listen, he's like, if you do come home, just don't like call it out. I'm like, what? He's like, we're really into it. So like, if you happen to come home, just like, you know, like, don't ask what it is. I'm like, I know what it is. Like,
yeah,
I'm not gonna.
Yeah. That's so brutal.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's weird.
Man, that's tough.
But that's weird because you're like, this is what you're doing.
But there's an element of it. Like, I have thought like, oh, maybe this shit isn't fucking lame. Horrible. But it is. It's yeah, like it it's is. Just before they had video games.
Yeah.
It's like you create. It's basically you write a whole video game, and then you pick out some fucking characters.
Yeah.
And then you like roll dice.
Yeah, dude.
Instead of anime, yeah. same thing. It's yeah. like this should be. I mean, it's like this. It's art, you know. Yeah, there's a story yeah, yeah. involved. I should be able to enjoy it on some level.
We got and big then ass you watch it on anime,
and you can just never get over. The fact uh-huh. that you're watching anime.
Miko-san.
Right.
Seki Seki, my pusetu.
Yeah, how much of anime is just porn? Like, uh-huh. how much of... What Timu- percentage of people
Timaru.
Are just...
Timaru, let me yeah, see yeah. your kakaru.
But it's is a boy, gay it's a hot ass porn? Boy doing this. Oh,
oh
for
yeah.
sure.
Oh, there
I
is.
Be of course. The very best. It's sucking on a cock.
Bomb, bomb, bomb.
To suck them is my real test.
To fuck them is my cause. Yeah. Fill your butt with jizz. That's what I like.
Anyways, welcome to Cumtown.
Tim. Yeah, that's the opening.
Oh, thank
we got
you.
Tim Dillon in the fucking trap.
I'm yeah. back.
Really sad Adam's not here. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, sorry. I like Adam, too. I'm very sad. I'm more sad than you are that he's
sorry
not
we're,
here.
Yeah, I know. Sorry we're not in Adam's
He's the
bedroom.
Eye candy.
I know.
You know?
What about this? I'm doing a nice little stretch right here.
You're trying. You're working it.
Yeah, I'm working
I
it.
I appreciate that you're working it. Yeah, Adam's got that tone, mm-hmm. you know, small mm-hmm. kind of compact
I'm
nature.
I'm
kind of
stretching out, though, so I look lean.
You're selling it.
You know?
Yeah. Hard. You're used car salesman selling it hard over there.
I'm just giving you a little
the
peek of the underbelly.
Out. Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, there's some good dick up under here, boy.
Horrendous body, dude.
There's some good dick up under here, boy.
Yeah, from the ninth ward, Stavros Halkias' dick.
Have you
yeah.
sit outside yeah. a barbecue like that to make it more authentic?
I don't know. I got a good dig here, boy.
I got just, like, ooh, I'm going to get those burn ends.
Just some cop is like, we got to go tell that Cajun guy who keeps advertising his dick to shut his mouth. We got one of the parades today. This could be a real issue.
Not all of us, I ain't hurt nobody. I'm just out here slinging dick, boy. Yeah, yeah.
How they gonna know if I don't tell?
I give you a little taste for free, officer.
He keeps taking his tooth out and tonguing it at the girl.
Oh, that's a great move, dude.
Yeah. It's a First Amendment.
Oh, man, you are just trash,
bro,
dude.
My body's fucked. You I'm look, dying.
Yeah, man, you are fucking garbage now.
I know,
point.
Dude. I mean, what
What's
else
great about
go
me
wrong?
And Stav, though, is we have the bodies that we fit in anywhere in America.
Exactly.
Immediately.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah.
No
correct.
Matter what class.
I really can't leave Brooklyn.
You
now.
Really can't.
No, you look,
you're
yeah.
a suspect. Me yeah, and yeah, Stav, yeah. you put us in the middle of a Walmart in Kentucky.
Beautiful.
We're good.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
We're part of the community.
100%, dude. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice. That's the thing of, like, my whole life. My body just completely disintegrating is, like, fitting because... this is what I've been preparing for, you know?
Right.
It's like, I've never gotten an advantage because of my body.
Right.
Or how good I look.
No.
I'm going to be just a fucking fat head on, like, a tank. One of those Futurama tanks. I'm preparing for that.
What sucked is I was a hot kid, and I was, like, an actor, and I remembered what being a hot kid felt like. And
oh,
then,
fuck.
Then, around 11, you start getting fat, and you're
yes.
like, oh, I'll never get back to that
no.
ever.
No.
Man,
you're
it's like
toast.
A rough... Because you can't take advantage of it when you're a fucking kid. You're not fucking. You're
no.
not. You're just sitting in an audition with
well,
three other kids.
As a child actor.
You're right.
If
that's
there's
true.
Any, if, there's any...
if my parents were smarter, yeah, they would have yeah, fucking
yeah,
pimped
yeah.
me out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, when you're... Because you see, there are people that are good-looking as kids.
For sure.
And then, pre-puberty, they hit 11 or 12, it starts to go down.
Yeah, I wasn't attractive until I was like 23.
That's better.
I was, yeah, for sure. I was actually probably, I was a pretty cute kid, but I had a
yeah.
lot of self-esteem. And then when I started getting fat and normal,
right.
I was like, oh, this sucks. No
sometimes
one treats
you look
me
at a
the
baby.
Way I think I deserve to be treated.
Yeah, being yeah. fat as shit in ages like, I don't know, maybe 10 to 14 should be mandatory
mm-hmm.
for, I think, anybody that wants to pursue any kind of creative.
Yeah, it makes you yeah. it makes you probably a better person. You have you're more you've humble, you know, you have empathy.
I don't know. It made me yeah. No. It turned me into a monster.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I don't like
Nick was keeping score.
It turned me into like a fucking cynical yeah.
The world still
yeah.
owes him from that.
Yeah.
From you that? Understand. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
There's something about being fat and knowing why you're fat. Like I was fat but then eating and there's something about being fat and not feeling like just being
oh,
like,
not
oh.
knowing yet?
No, but being fat and being like, oh, yeah, I'm the problem.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I fucking eat.
See, I
like
remember
a
those
pig.
Beautiful. I'm with you now for sure, but I remember
yeah.
those beautiful days
when you didn't
I
was, know.
I didn't put it together.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe dousing this grilled cheese in extra butter.
Right. And I was
maybe
also like,
going downstairs and melting another thing of butter in the microwave and dipping my grilled
doesn't
cheese.
Doesn't everyone get twisty bread from Domino's and dunk it in the industrial yeah. oil in the box? Doesn't everyone right, right, do
of
that?
Course, yeah. of
why would
right.
why would people not do that?
Those beautiful days when you don't know that's the issue.
That was the best
awesome.
Fat because you didn't know. You're like, oh,
freewheeling.
You're like, I'll just grow out of this.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah, I called it baby fat until I was 17. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I just got to shed my baby fat.
Yeah, I'll just be able to handle this General Tso's chicken.
Yeah. yeah. Well, it's also, I mean, it's hard to make smart food choices.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you just don't know shit, you know?
Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah, my dad would
you
just...
You think like, oh, I'll have one salad and I'll just like... I'll go run 9 miles today.
Right, right, right.
And make myself hate running so much with all of this exercise I did in one day that I just never do.
I never exercise again.
Yeah.
Oh, exercising sucks.
There's always a
like
panic that when you order food, there won't be enough. If you're a fat person, there's always a panic.
Yes.
If you're on Grubhub or Seamless, you're like, if you
I still have that.
Let's get the appetizer.
Why
not? Just to be safe.
Yeah.
I only just this year started not finishing everything on my plate.
Right.
Because it's like, you know, like, well, this costs money. I spent the money on it. I got to eat all this fucking food.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, there's no way I can't. The garnish is being eaten as well.
Right. I'm eating this plastic flour from...
Yeah, yeah, the silverware is coming home with me.
Yeah.
The salt and pepper shaker.
I'm melting it down.
I've zipped up the tablecloth into my zipper. So as
there's ketchup packets in my pockets. They're just bursting.
No, I know that feeling. I still feel that. That's how I feel about sex also.
Yeah.
Because it's like...
You got to eat all the pussy.
There's
some good pussy out there, boy.
Hey, boy, I got some good pussy up on his stomach, boy. There's a fat woman sitting next to me doing the same thing.
Pierre, stop threatening those women.
Yeah.
Pierre, stop pulling your tooth out and threatening those women with pussy eating.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with this all. Just let me go in there.
Pierre St. Pierre.
Pierre St. Pierre.
I have plenty of good pussy out here, boy. I'll tell you that much. Hey, ladies, you want some bar pussy?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing like a crown dad.
I'm not allowed in Shreveport anymore of all that pussy I done eating out to Katrina.
They're trying to, like, reason with you?
All those women need a place to live. I brought them into my shack. I ate all that pussy right up.
They're like, Pierre, don't you care about tourism? Don't you understand how this makes us look?
Yeah.
Pierre,
just at least don't do it outside of the cigar shop.
My pappy had this cigar shop. He was slinging dick out here for a generation, bar. I tell you, ain't moving me just because the stone came. Plenty of dick out here, boy. Plenty of dick out here for everybody, Sarge.
Oh, man. Pierre St. Pierre is a great character.
I love Pierre St. Pierre.
He's amazing. This is what SNL would be if they knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
If they would fucking hire us.
You're like, all right, Lauren. So it's a pussy-eating Cajun that's ruining the tourism industry of post-Katrina New Orleans.
Get this. Pierre St. Pierre. Just Lauren going, no.
Oh, well, you come on down here. I'm going to play that pussy like a trumpet.
I'm having dirge all the way up your asshole to your pussy crack. I'm going to march the whole funeral from the tip of your ass crack to the top of that pussy.
David Simon, do you have any interest in writing this?
Treme 2, baby, starring Pierre St. Pierre.
I never knew what Treme was about. I couldn't get into it. It was just...
It should just be called Not the Wire.
Right. It's just...
The Wire with trumpets instead of guns.
Right. Yeah.
No thanks.
I didn't get it.
No.
Too many parades.
No, there's got to be drug dealing involved.
Molly Klein was going off on The Wire the other
cool
day.
Cool lesbians. About what?
How fucking people dislike or like it, or like white people like
it. Is she a comedian or writer?
No, she's an insane person.
Think piece writer? Great.
Yeah. No, not even a think piece writer. Just someone that sits on Twitter and like does.
Oh, really?
Does, yeah. Like,
doesn't even make it to the piece.
Media criticism.
Oh, is that Red Kahuna?
Yeah, she's insane. She has like schizophrenia.
I would imagine. It's probably not great.
She hates Amber. I like her because she goes to insult people, and she's like, She's like, you know, one of those nerds you'd make fun of as a kid.
Yeah.
And then they'd finally lose their temper and they'd be like, you'd be like, oh, yeah, well, you're this. And the thing they said was like,
so pathetic.
The worst thing ever.
Yeah. What did you say to Amber? She called her Amber Ass Frost.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Amber.
Oh, God. Like, what'd you say something like that? It's like, oh, you should be beaten. You know, like, you should be allowed to be clubbed repeatedly.
No, she's going off on the wire saying that it's like, the white people like the show because there's not a single 12-year-old black kid on the show that isn't shown as a gun-toting drug dealer.
What?
Yeah.
Which that is like, completely false.
Yeah,
first of all, are there?
First of all, you didn't watch The Wire.
What show are you watching?
Right. Yeah. That's the whole. Those are the people you feel the only sympathy for.
Yeah, right.
This is like you get. Yeah. You realize how hopeless their situation
right. It's
is.
It's a show about how the police are bad and how the people like running drugs are kind of normal.
Right.
Yeah. It's a show about how. The problem is the scope of the problem is so huge, and that it's really every element of society.
It's kind
of
like my penis,
right? And all of these different interests. It is like Pierre Saint-Pierre in a sense. There's so many different interlocking systems of oppression.
Boy, them young black boy ain't had no chance, man. Systemic racism,
season
boy.
Season 2 of Treme is about the tourism industry in New Orleans, and how it's incredibly hamstrung by the Cajun pig, Pierre Saint-Pierre, the pussy eating pig. Of the Gold Coast.
Yeah, when you watch The Wire, you're like, you're like, we're fucked. You know, you watch The Wire, you're like, oh, there's no easy fix to anything. Which is, you know, you're like, this is a fucked system.
Mm-hmm. But then every once in a while, a couple kids who are gangbangers get out of it.
I mean,
you know?
the answer is young people paying lip service to leftist politics and accruing their own wealth and forgetting about it when they turn 35.
I think that makes sense.
Becoming liberals and, you know, moving out of Brooklyn, getting a house in the suburbs.
Yeah.
That's right.
You forget all about the podcast.
I think a good improv
How
strategy.
How many people are going to be so ashamed of themselves that they used to listen to us?
I feel like they'll take it out every now and then, like, you know how like suburban yuppies will take out like a joint sometime. They're gonna bring out an episode of Come Town. They're gonna be like, listen to this one, and it's just Nick doing some crazy Asian accent. You know, it's just like five yuppies in the suburbs. Like, all right, come on, let's go. What do you got? We got Come Town. Oh wow!
Can you imagine what a fucking train wreck I'm gonna be at that point?
Oh, that would be amazing. It's gonna be amazing.
All, just covered in plastic surgery.
Yeah,
looking like Sandy Kenyon.
With a
Rachel haircut.
That would be
90 pounds.
So awesome.
I just got to lose 5 more pounds. I'm going to stay young forever. You keep going to the hospital, they're like, there's nothing wrong with you. You're like, I need another operation.
Make my elbows jacked. My elbows aren't. There's not enough definition in my fucking bows.
God damn, I am not looking forward to anything happening after this moment right now.
Yeah. Nothing good's coming. Yeah. Nothing good's coming.
I know, dude.
No,
this sucks.
There's nothing good coming.
Yeah.
Bro, for anyone.
Yeah. I know.
I don't get the vibe that anyone we know is going to a good place.
Yeah, of course not.
Even wildly successful people. Mm. I'm just like, "Oh, it's going to end bad." It's just what kind of bad.
Right. Just for being, if you were a positive influence in my life, nothing good will come of it.
There's 10 sober comedians I know right now where I work out what the relapse is going to be in my head. I'm like, what will it be? How will it happen? Will they get more than one, or will they just OD in a fucking Red Roof Inn? Oof. How does it work?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the thing is, like, I've been pretty good at staying sober, but it's also, like, things have just been getting progressively better for me over the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if I had spent the last 5 years walking dogs in Brooklyn,
there's
absolutely no way I wouldn't have started drinking again.
Well,
I've been hanging out with Jake Flores every day and, like, getting drunk and playing fucking board
drinking
games.
Is tough, man, because it's, like, everywhere, it's all over the place, and you just, it feels still so much like the right move.
Absolutely.
In our society.
Just like, grab a drink, quick drink.
Doing a line of blow is still like, well, maybe I should. Yeah, this is a little.
Right. You feel like an asshole.
You take a fucking drink, you're like, this is
great.
This is what I should be doing.
And there's something beautiful about a nice
hangover. That's why it's so easy.
The next
to,
day.
It's a beautiful. I love that.
That's why it's so easy to fall off the wagon.
Oh, yeah.
It's because it's like you have that first drink, you get a little bit of a buzz, and you're like, oh, yeah, this is what being a human being feels like.
Yeah.
This is how I should feel all the time.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I feel about food.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about that.
There's a feeling you get when you eat that's like, I don't know what it is, but it's just this feeling of like, all right, I'm going to make it.
My heart.
I'm going to survive.
I feel like my heart's getting a boner when that's happening.
Yeah.
And in some ways, it's hardening.
Yeah.
It is. In some ways, the cholesterol is.
There's something going on there where you're like.
The best comedy writing I ever did was while I was hungover. Second best comedy writing I ever did while I was drunk as shit and, you know, also high.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I bet you some of those.
No, third best is after a murder, I hit someone with my car.
Yeah.
I watched them die. I went right to the writer's room. Six sketches, all amazing.
Yeah. That's where I came up with Pierre St. Pierre.
Yeah.
Because I raped a 5-year-old to death. Yeah.
During Katrina, I said, what if there is a character who had a dick that he would offer from underneath his gunch? And they were like, oh, yeah. Oh, Pierre St. Pierre. Fun.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I need to do a Pierre St. Pierre photo series immediately, dude.
That's amazing.
Some overalls.
You look, I'm picturing Pierre St. Pierre. It is
it
you.
It's me. It's me.
Teeth is gone.
No tooth.
Yeah.
There's nothing overalls. Needs to be added to it.
Yeah, you're
not even really a change of venue. This is as close to New Orleans as you need to be. They make the effect of
just maybe a king cake next to you.
Yeah, one
of those tri-color cakes.
Right. Some crawdad shells that you've sucked dry.
Yep.
New Orleans got some of the best and worst food in the world. You know, it's like something you eat will be amazing, and then they're like, we got spider. It's like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, what
am I eating?
Deep fried gasoline.
You're like, wait a minute, this can't be. You know? We got bread pudding, pudding,
possum tail gumbo, boy.
You have to be real
just like a big old spaghetti. Yeah.
Those menus are real confusing. You order the wrong thing.
Can I get the peach cobbler and the turd?
That's a tado.
It's a toy.
Oh, so it's not shit? Nah, it's human shit.
No, it's a big old. That came straight off a tugboat. Man, the tugboat boys out there, they take a big old dump on the deck. And they come in, they put it out on the table, and we heat it up a little bit.
We've been serving it about 90 years. Everybody's been in business 95 years.
Yeah.
You go to every place, you're like 95 years.
Used to be black people weren't allowed to look at the turd. Black man came in here, look at the turd. Oh, they put his ass in jail.
It was over by my mammy. It was a witch. She was a real witch. We hung her right in the courtyard. I've been here 116 years.
They let high yellow boys come in here and look at the turd if they was good at piano enough. But, I mean, you better be pretty damn good at that piano coming here and look at the turd. Talking about eating the turd, boy, you better look like a banana.
They do a travel video. Is your travel
you
video
be so light skinned? Yeah. I'm about to peel you and suck you off.
Matter of fact, we did suck off Cumberland, boy.
It's always funny when you see like a travel video of just like a hot blonde chick get kind of uncomfortable in one of these like New Orleans, like real like swamp. Type of situation.
Yeah,
it's always the same chick who's like really thin, hot. Like, it's so exciting to be here.
Yeah,
and then it's like a chef who's just standing a little too close sneering at her.
The moment the cameras are off, she's in danger.
A guy with like a bunch of scars all over his face and Popeye tattoos.
Yeah. He learned everything at Angola, you know?
Oh, fuck.
Great city, though.
Angola. I love New Orleans, dude.
Angola.
Beautiful.
It's a good place to be.
Yeah. Guys, don't worry. I have plenty of topics for us to discuss. For example, I was watching an old episode of Family Feud.
And how old are we talking?
Very old. Richard Dawson.
Whoa, what is that? What year is that?
That's like late 70s.
Gotcha.
This motherfucker is straight up
Vietnam feud.
Yeah. What did we not have any hand in? The Gulf of Tonkin Bay. This motherfucker's just straight up kissing women on the mouth, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
in
the
front,
way it was.
In front of their husbands.
Yeah. And,
like, this fucking.
Their
this
husbands
dad
loved it.
Has got to watch some fucking old alcoholic literally feel these bitches up and kiss, like, tongue mouth kisses.
Yeah.
That shit is wild, dude. That's my take on Family Feud.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about that kind of situation?
Well, Steve Harvey.
I was instantly imagining Steve Harvey doing that and what.
Well, they have also had some hilarious guests in the past. Yeah. They had Louis Anderson.
That's actually Pierre St. Pierre got his.
Remember Louis Anderson
start on Steve Harvey's Big Break.
Louis Anderson had like a sex scandal that just went away.
Yeah, what
it was like
that?
One of those things.
A guy?
No, some guy was like, he would just keep grabbing my dick. And was like, will you shut up?
Yeah,
it's Louis Anderson. Let him grab your dick.
Hey, can I suck your cock?
Well, people knew that about him. And And he had to keep his like gay identity under wraps because he worked with children back in the 90s. Mm-hmm.
And
that
as we
terrible
all know,
animated series, Life with Louie.
That show, I used to like it, but I was a little kid.
Is that different than Bobby's World?
He's one of those fat men you're supposed to like as a funny child.
Right.
True.
You know?
As a fat
it was,
funny
it was
child.
Pinky and the Brain. It was like, that was like a strong lineup
Pinky
they
the Brain
had.
Was good.
It was great.
Because Life with Louie wasn't on WB.
No, but it was on, I'm sorry,
Fox,
it was like,
Fox Box.
It was Fox or ABC?
I think it was Fox Box.
Okay, but it was Saturday mornings.
Yeah. It was Fox's cartoon programming, because I remember I didn't have access to it. I wouldn't see it very often. It was... It was like I think Eek the Cat, Life with Louie.
Eek the Cat, dude.
That was a big one.
I don't remember that. Maybe I was WB.
And then Cops. Then it led right into Cops for the kids.
Yeah. That's different than Bobby's World.
WB led to Hercules and Xena.
Yeah, you're right.
Hercules and Xena.
Yes, Hercules and Xena.
I used to watch that.
That was a Saturday afternoon
chick.
Yeah, Xena was such a good show. Hercules sucked compared to Xena.
I mean, just because Xena had them titties on deck.
Oh, yeah. Well, Gabriella was so hot, dude.
Was she a lesbian? One of them was a lesbian. Yeah. Xena was.
Lucy Lawless feels like a lesbian.
She's not, though.
She's okay, not. But she
And then
feels...
don't you see her tits in...
She feels like she could beat Kevin Sorbo in like a domestic...
Oh, back then for sure.
Back then, like, there's a domestic. Yeah. You go to the house.
Kevin Sorbo's a lesbian.
Kevin Sorbo's, yeah, he's got the haircut.
Did you see that movie that came out 2 years ago with him? They had those two Christian movies.
I love how he's rebranded.
No, dude, nothing's funnier than when somebody goes hard into Christianity.
He went Greek mythology, now doing Christian mythology.
Now he's like it was really old Jesus, Zeus. Everything led to Jesus.
He's playing a different fictional character that never existed, nor had any of those powers.
That's so funny though. In Greek school, that's literally what they tried to do.
Yeah, because
they would teach us about Greek mythology, and then
Christos.
They were like, "Look at this! They were they talked about Jesus coming. Yeah. They're like, oh, there's gonna be. They just made something.
Well, it's the same thing. It's like, oh, a three-headed dog. You read the Bible, you're like, this is
so many of the
similar.
Myths. The virgin birth is like a myth of whatever. But like, they literally tried to tell us, and actually, the 12 gods were like. A new god's coming that's going to be even more powerful.
A new god's coming.
And they just wanted to, like, seamless. And we were like,
I love how they say, like, a gay guy announces a Starbucks is coming. A new god's coming next week.
Oh, well, he got some fresh meat, boy.
Yeah.
Ooh, he got some good dick up under that loincloth.
We got bad news. Pierre St. Pierre found a new Starbucks.
Hey, boys, how y'all doing out there?
Pierre, these Yelp reviews, I'm going to read them to you. Right now.
Shut up, boy. You know I can't read. I'm going to read them to you. He's like, I'm that bad at reading.
This man spit at my daughter. Do you see that, Pierre?
He made oinking noises and while jerking off. Oh, don't stop now, girl.
I don't know. The air around him was viscous. I don't even know.
It's like a vapor.
It's humid out here, boy. It's pH. I got some.
Yeah, it's like somebody put peanut
like you
oil
walked
in
into
an
a fryer,
the deep fryer in a bowling alley. That's what it's like around Pierre St. Pierre at all times.
Just smells like canola oil in the air.
He's the real Yellow King from True Detective.
It's like
he evaded capture.
I'm going to let
a NASCAR pit stop if the cars ran on bacon fat.
Oh, God.
Oh, got that good dick, boy. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah.
I love his rebrand, man. It fucking rules.
There's nowhere to go. That's the other thing. When you get to that point, you kind of have to. What are you gonna do?
Well, Xena, to her credit, she was in Wedding Crashers. She was like the hot milfy mom. And
yeah, but you get that check. You're like, Sorbo's like, you get in that Christian freak arena. Those people
probably
will pay you.
You probably make more money than being kind of like doing a fucking self-aware
cameo
in a lot of stuff.
No,
right,
you got to be like,
you're right,
hey,
that
no.
doesn't pay.
We're doing another Christmas Carol where Kevin Sorbo plays Scrooge.
I would love to have Kevin Sorbo on the show, man. That's a dream.
By the way, I'm sure it's attainable. You're acting like it's not attainable.
Yo, can we debate Sorbo?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's literally an email and a Southwest flight away.
Bro, whatever the cost is, if you know Kevin Sorbo, I will do whatever it takes to get him on the show.
Just tell him it's a Christian podcast.
Just tell him, be like,
For Christian United Ministries.
Town.
Yeah.
There's a town of them, sir. They're all together.
Salute to Sorbo. I mean, the fucking like production value on those shows was basically pornography. It was basically softcore porn.
Yeah, it was. It was. And they always had like a. every scene was the same. It would be like a bunch of peasants with jugs who would get knocked over, and then there'd just be a fight, and Lawless's tits were like hanging out. And it was like that was every scene, literally
Joxer
every scene.
Would show up, try to fuck Gabrielle.
Who
was that? Wasn't he a famous guy?
No, it's Sam Raimi's brother.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. I'm pretty sure.
Wasn't less successful, right?
Yeah. Did I just? Who's the guy from Evil Dead?
Sam Raimi.
No, right? Campbell.
Bruce Campbell. Was he ever in Xena? I feel like he was.
No, he was on a show called Jack of All Trades. It was part of that programming block.
I could have sworn.
I'm sure he.
This knowledge is amazing. Yeah,
yeah, I'm sure he guest starred on.
There
Xena
was some.
Once or
yes,
twice.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, they did a lot of
Jack of All Trades.
A lot of cross promotion.
They really did.
Oh, they did.
Honestly, I loved it.
Oh, it was great.
I could not get enough.
Dude, it was great. And then wrestling. Like, wrestling was also part
SmackDown.
Of that. Yeah, yeah.
That was my only exposure. I remember everyone liked wrestling. I didn't have cable growing up, so, like, I would have to pretend to know what was going on.
You must that was so many conversations you had as a kid, just pretending to know what everyone else saw.
Oh, I pretended.
No
idea
what AOL Instant Messenger is.
I didn't know. I had never seen South Park until I was, like, 22 years old.
Right, but you had to be like,
I was like, you know, 9 years old.
Dude, I didn't have the cable. I had no Nickelodeon. That was fucking brutal. Everybody was talking about Nickelodeon.
Same
every
boat.
Fucking thing.
My go-to would always be like, can you believe they killed Kenny again? was like, that was what I had to fucking talk about. I knew.
I was like, let's jerk each other off.
I remember
about fucking cartoons.
I remember when South Park came out, I didn't know it was a cartoon. And people would talk about it, and I had just zero context for what this show is or what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. No idea. I just, you like, bastards!
Can we talk about The Simpsons?
Yeah, oh yeah, I had The Simpsons
Watch
locked and loaded.
Plenty of The Simpsons.
No one wanted to, though. The Xerocephali, that's what Pete's dad used to call them, which meant the knuckleheads.
The knuckleheads.
Or I guess typically the translation was, or more accurately, the dryheads.
Interesting.
Dryhead was a real it meant you're dumb.
Why didn't he just call them the Simpsons?
What was the need for the?
Because he's a fucking Greek
encrypted
Greek fucking villager. He hated him.
Yeah. He only watched Xena to see his hero.
Yeah. He was the one who
saved his village.
Bro, this guy hated. Here's how much of a backwoods villager he was. I think I talked about this on the show. So Eldis, my roommate, you haven't met. I don't know if you met him, Tim. No. He's Albanian, and to a certain subset of dumb Greek villagers, Albanians are like to be spit upon.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They're like treated the way like
Turks are.
Yeah, no, because they're lower than us.
Gotcha.
Turks, we hate because of the Ottoman Empire.
Right, they cucked us. Gotcha.
But Albanians are like how like
they're rat people.
Yes,
yeah, I get it.
Yeah. You know, undocumented workers and shit like that.
Right,
they would
sure.
treat them like second class citizens.
It's how in Long Island we view women, minorities,
exactly.
People that don't own homes,
right.
People that don't have SUVs,
exactly. Right. This guy made Eldis. We've grown up together. We've been friends since preschool. Me, my friend Pete, and my friend Eldis, and. Pete's dad, the villager, he made Eldis wait outside. He wouldn't let him in his home. So he wouldn't let an Albanian child in his home.
That's
and we
so
had to play
great.
Outside in the yard. But the guy was inside watching Eldis.
Dude, but that's what I respect about Greek people. They commit hard.
Oh, yeah.
Hard. Yes. Like, I don't think there's any deathbed.
That's so
retraction.
He wouldn't
right?
let Albanian in his home.
Yeah,
that's
good for him.
But then Eldis was like, I'm going to keep being friends with this guy.
Yeah.
Eldis was like, this guy's different. He's going to change the whole thing.
I mean, obviously, we were sad about it. We were like, dude, sorry. Like, you can come to my house. Like, my parents are very progressive.
It's always interesting, those friendships that are formed. Like, I used to work in Long Island with this guy who was, like, this disgusting racist. And he would, like, say to me, he'd be like, he was this guy who talked like this, Italian guy. He'd go, my daughter comes to the house with a couple of black kids. My wife looks at me. I'm like, what are we going to fucking do? I'm just horrified. Like, what do you mean? What are you going to do? I'm like, genuine. By the way, 2007, like he said, I was horrified in the office. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I thought I didn't hear part of the story. I'm like, was it a rape? Like, what do you mean? What are you going to do? He's like, what are we going to do? And I said to my wife, and my wife sat my daughters down. And she was like, if you ever do that again, we throw you out in the street. And I'm like, oh, so you'd make your kids homeless if they bring home going black. Like, I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, good.
But this
yeah,
is a guy, you know, this is a guy, in fairness, people, who
this
when
is the homeless shelter.
Right. Yeah. When my boss walked in one day with a yellow tie, this guy looked at my boss and went, "You look like a piece of mustard." So he also could have been slightly retarded. Right. You know
Which
what I mean?
Like,
a piece
yeah.
of mustard.
Yeah. Piece, yeah, you yeah. look like a piece of mustard.
I got some mustard on here on the stomach, boy. On top of my cock, I got a little mustard.
Pierre's causing issues outside of the convention center. We got a big weekend. We can't handle this shit.
Like a crawdad, baby.
Yeah, that guy could. I mean, that's the other thing. Being stupid as shit and white.
Yeah.
I mean, so many of the most racist people are just like probably retarded people.
And not only that, like, because they've been able, and especially in Long Island, they have jobs. Like, they have right. money. Like, their ignorance has been rewarded with. They've been able to like do okay.
Right.
So they're like, why challenge this mindset mm-hmm. that, you know, but it's like when you like meet somebody who's like that cartoonishly racist, you're almost, your first instinct's to laugh.
Right,
you're like, this is a joke, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are we gonna do?
Yeah,
what black kids in the driveway? I was like, what? I'm like, wait a minute. What are you like? When I grew up, I had black friends and Spanish friends. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, it was bad, man.
What are we gonna do is the best.
What are we gonna do?
This emergency you fucking caused on our
And he's
home.
Like, my wife sat it down, and she told him, "You'll be out of this house." If you do this again, I'm like, do this again? Bring kids to the driveway?
This is crazy. I can't recall ever meeting somebody that's just, because it's always been couched with like, I'm not racist. I just think the races are separate and they should be genocided. You know? It's
just, yeah.
They're worse than us.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like,
it's worse than us. I'm not apologizing for it. Other than online, I guess.
Right. Well, Greek people, like, I think I've already talked about this fucking piece of shit, Charalambos, Charalambopoulos.
What the hell is that? Was that a restaurant?
Just a fucking...
No, it was a stroke.
Piece of shit guy. I mean, just a horrible
racist.
That's
the Greek
racist.
Pierre St. Pierre.
Yeah.
One for every...
Harambe, Babopoulos.
Yeah. I think I've already talked about him.
Constantine.
One of the biggest quotes I remember this guy saying, and it was like...
What was he? A speaker?
He's Greek. Yeah. This Greek guy? This Greek guy. He was my friend's...
Oh, okay.
My friend's dad.
I thought he had a platform.
No. He's a fucking plumber.
Okay.
He's a fucking shitty... He's a failing plumber
in Greek
town.
Athens Plumbing?
Yeah. I think I told this story where this kid George's birthday, his dad was like giving advice, and he was like, "Listen to me, boys. The two worst things a man can be is a gambler and a faggot."
What's the part where
Bobby.
He's wrong?
Yeah.
Hold on, Stavros. Where does he stop making sense? Because I got to be honest, I've gambled and sucked some dick, and there's got to be a better road. Yeah. You know?
Well, this is the kind of guy, he loved basketball, and his sons were horrible at basketball, and it was like, how can you even claim that black people are inferior when you watch basketball? It's like,
well, yeah, these people aren't big on logic.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, you know? He was just such a piece of shit. And one of the most racist people
I've
ever met.
Well, to be fair, I mean, at least he puts them above faggots and gamblers.
Yeah,
he does have a hierarchy.
I mean, you're making this guy have to sound pretty bad.
I love that. By the way, that's because you know somehow he got fucked over gambling and someone, like, grabbed his dick. Yeah. It's so weird, those two groups of people. You know, he's like, there are two things in life you should never be.
Yeah.
A faggot and a short order cook. Be a chef. Don't work at the diner. It's like, wait a minute. What are you? What personal
that
thing?
That way they cannot talk down to you, the chef. They say, "Bobby,
where are my eggs? Fuck you! That's where your eggs are. How about that?"
Yeah, dude, he was a fucking just a piece of dog shit. But these fucking horrible immigrants. Like, nothing goes well for them.
Yeah,
they come to a new country. It's bad.
Yeah.
So all they take it out on is their fucking wives and just say, you know,
as it should be.
Race, just say Mexicans.
Why you
problem.
Get married? That and the tax benefit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah, if you make enough money, you don't have to get married. They'll keep making new PlayStations.
That's
true.
You don't need a wife.
I wonder if I want a wife, dude. I want to settle down. You know?
You want a lady?
Not, I mean,
do you see yourself as a suburban dude? Like, because I see myself.
You see yourself as a suburban guy?
I eventually getting out of the city. Not anytime soon, but like eventually I kind of want the idea of like that Bobby life, just kind of being 40 minutes away. That's kind of nice.
I pray that I will have the courage to kill myself at some point.
Okay. Well, hey.
None of that. Hey, dude, no problem. You won't have the courage. There'll be a point where you want to, but you won't do it.
None of that appeals to you having a house, a porch.
No, it gives me like anxiety.
Really?
Yeah. There's an element of it that gives me anxiety, but because I think of that as quitting in a way. Like, I can't wait to quit. Like, what I mean is, like, it's like.
I think it's starting.
But that's like, oh, I've done it. I've achieved something. And it's like the idea that I can move, kind of semi-retire sounds nice in the same way.
Well,
that,
yeah,
like,
it's not happening forever.
The
it's
accumulation of, like, things gives me anxiety because you have more to lose. I had a breakdown almost when I was like 21 before I moved to LA because I had my own apartment and I would like temp here and there, but I made enough money to pay for all my shit. And I like put everything I wanted in my apartment and like fucked with me. I'm like, I gotta get, and I just sold everything.
See, I was 21, I had a house I'd bought with a scam mortgage for $700,000.
Right.
I had a Chevy Suburban. It was 44 gallon tank, $4 thing to fill up, filling it up with credit cards and stuff. And I always remembered, like, when I was 21, I go, I'll just go bankrupt. Like, my friends would be like, how are you gonna afford all this? And I would just be high and be like, I'll just go bankrupt. I'm just doing lines of coke. So it's like, to me, I'm like, there's no debtor's prison, cock.
Right.
Live.
Right.
Go out there and live.
Right.
Like, I know. Yeah, I'm going to lose it. That's my attitude.
Yeah,
it's like, of course I'm going to lose it.
I respect that. Yeah.
It's,
see, and that's what I mean by quitting. It just feels like when I don't want that pressure of like, oh, I'm going to lose this thing. It's going to be at the point where it's like, I have it. It's done.
No, I agree with you. Listen, as I get older, I don't think like that anymore.
Of course.
Yeah, but I'm like, you know, I was also fucking on drugs.
On drugs.
Like,
and
at the end of the day, it's like that. That's kind of like the way I think a lot of people think. That's when you start meeting like people that are successful in business. You're kind of like, oh, you start talking to them. Some of them are insane. Mm-hmm. They're like genuinely psychotic.
Oh,
like, oh, you don't give a fuck about anything.
Dude.
You're just like, you're a machine that will move in one direction no matter what happens without thinking about anything.
Well,
that's the best
way to be. These are the people that like money. Well, that's like, why do you need $2 billion? You know what I mean? Why do you need your next billion? It's like, those are people that.
When I met that CEO
so
dude, I won't say what network, but it was like every minute of his day is like accounted for. And every question I asked him, I got like this like very direct, very short answer that was very like, he could have been
economy.
Wrong. He didn't care.
Yeah.
He didn't care about being right or wrong. It was just like, boom, that's why. That's
decisive.
Why it is.
Tell me
it's not. And I'm like,
all right. Yeah, I mean, I can't relate to that shit. I don't know, though. I don't know what the dream, like, end, like, retirement thing is. I'd like to get, the next thing I want to get to is an apartment that's, like, all mine, whatever, where it's like set up the way I want, that it's like, that's my home for the next, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
I want that next stage, but the thing is, I worry about what's next, because it's like, fuck, my whole life of like, all I want to do is be a working comedian.
Nah, because like, even you
and
have
it's
all,
like, it's here, and it's
you
like,
have all
I'm
those
scared, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to say who it is, but, you know, we know a guy, he's got a, like, very fucking nice apartment, you know, has that career that you want, and like, internally tortured.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
everyone
like
we know. Back up. We know
that's
a guy.
True.
We
know
all of the guys.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
most
well,
people.
I've tried to keep it as vague as possible.
No, of course.
But, like, yeah, I mean, that's still.
He's talking about himself.
I am.
Oh, okay. No. Okay. You know, I'll co-sign that. But that's the thing is like, yeah, everybody's fucked.
But, I mean, I'm also trying to want to work on that. But that's what I mean. I want to get to the point where I'm happy in that thing. Because I feel like I'm almost happy here. I mean, if I didn't think I was going to die, I'd be pretty happy.
I just always like to do shit, and that's like, so me, I'm like, things that I haven't been successful at, I want to like try to learn how to do them.
Heterosexuality, is that
heterosexuality? Yeah. I could get a fatty
playing the musical.
I could get a curvy Greek bitch, looking dark hair.
Uh-huh.
Go out to fucking Taverna.
Oh, now
you're
speaking my language.
Oh yeah,
great.
Man, I would just eat those
literally.
I suck on tits. They're like a food. I don't care.
Yeah,
you know.
It
whatever.
Does nothing for you. Nothing. No chill runs.
I would
up your
marry
spine.
If I could fuck dudes on the side, and I had to marry a woman for money or a house. I mean, I would do it. Like, if a chick, I'd be like, straight up, like, listen, I'm going to fuck dudes.
Now, there's a suburban life for you.
Yeah. That's a suburban life. Yeah. I would have been happy in the 40s or 50s. Sons,
soccer coach.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Yeah. Well, I mean, come
on. The guy playing the 4th of July parade.
I've been in the closet and hooked up with people. I've been out of the closet. Nothing's better than being in the closet hooking up with people. I mean, I know that that's probably going to not make people happy, but I will say that's hotter. Dishonesty is hot.
It is.
Lying is hot. Yeah, Anybody who's like, this is so hot, my parents are so supportive, I'm like, I get soft. I'm like, I want a guy who shows up with a black eye and he's like, my father fucking punched me because he caught me jacking it to fucking whatever. And I'm
Come right in here, boy. I got some good dick up on the hair, boy.
I was like, what's your father's
my
name?
My son's been fucking that Cajun pig outside of the 7-Eleven. Hey, I don't have a problem with him being gay, but don't fuck Pierre St. Pierre.
Like, son, you're fucking Pierre St. Pierre.
He's destroying this city.
Our family has been destroyed. Disgrace.
Ain't
we have
nothing
to
like
leave.
That good claws of the dick, boy. I taste sweeter than king cake, boy. I'll tell you that much. Put them beignets up in my mouth.
I'll put a crawfish up my you find.
You're like the son's trying to sneak up the stairs. Yeah. And dad's like, come here a second. He's like, is this powdered sugar held onto your face with cum?
Oh, fuck. But you're saying dishonesty is hot. Sorry.
I mean, it's just hot.
It is really hot. It's hot. It's only hot. That's the thing that kind of sucks about fucking as an adult versus a teenager. As a teenager, you're not supposed to be fucking. Mm-hmm. All the fucking you're doing is happening in places where, like, you would be arrested if you got caught doing it.
Yes, I know from all the sex I had as a teenager.
Well, you know, it's like, I don't know, as an adult, it's like, what, are we going to fuck in my apartment that I pay for consensually? Right. It sounds like bullshit to me.
But isn't it also possible that all three of us and a lot of the people we fuck have horrible problems with intimacy that we find things that are weird hot? You know what I mean?
I find a lot of the prostitutes that I'm with are pretty together. I think they are. I would disagree with you. I think they're pretty. They have goals.
They know what they want to do.
I want to be a music manager. Sure. Whatever you say. Good to meet you. You know.
I will go back to Russia to meet my real parents.
Yeah. I was on a website once where a kid goes, he goes, I'm in Russia. He's like, all I experience is violence, and I want to get out of Russia. And I'm like, oh, okay. Good luck. Like, I don't know what you think this is.
Are you going to beat off on cam or not?
Yeah.
Wait, when you say I was on a website... I've seen a lot of websites.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Whatever you're describing doesn't sound like a website.
It's seeking arrangements, which is like a sugar daddy baby website where it's like you and I go on it and I'm like, hey, you want to have a nice dinner? And they're like, yeah, what about a monthly allowance? I'm like, hey, how about a fucking shellfish tower?
Right.
And you enjoy it.
You suck me off.
You know, so I could stop taking Ray Kump out and I could take out some fucking NYU student who just wants a ribeye.
Right.
And one kid messaged me, he's like, I want to leave Russia. I'm like, this is a very
This is different.
This seems odd.
I'm trying to trade fucking blowjobs for porterhouses.
Yeah, but essentially that website is a form of prostitution.
Yeah, it's just 100%. Enough of a middleman.
Yeah, I had a girl that does it on my podcast where she was talking about, like, you know, oh, I'm on an allowance. All these guys, they do this, that, and the other thing for me. And then you're like, oh no, this is you're just fucking
a whore,
for money.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is nice. Yeah, sweet woman, love her.
Yeah,
great lady.
Should I go on Seeking Arrangement? I tried to post one of myself when I was broke.
You know what it is? Here's the thing with that website. I don't really use it a lot, but it's like, it's just fun. Like, here's the thing. You on Seeking Arrangement, you become you're a nine. I'm a nine because, like, all these 75-year-olds.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you're like a nine on Seeking Arrangement. My friend's just a good-looking dude. He goes on it, doesn't give anyone anything, and just fucks.
Whoa, interesting.
Yeah, he just fucks, you know?
Oh, I like this idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to get on.
I just want a harem of boys that I can be like.
I want a harem of girls.
Yeah. I mean, I refuse to believe there's any website where Stav is a nine.
Come on. Well, it is. He's a set. Listen. You know, it's a fucking, you know.
First of all, I'm cute as hell, okay? When they make a toothless dating website,
yeah,
I'm going to be a
nine. The only difference between you and Pierre St. Pierre is the accent.
Pierre's a very charming guy.
He's a pillar of his community. Yeah. I love the idea of, like, local town.
P-I-L-L. LLER.
local town meetings discussing, like, they have like a blackboard with issues and they're like post Katrina cleanup, education, Pierre St. Pierre. Like, he's the third thing that has to be addressed.
What that third thing say? I can't read, but I got bad feelings about it. Y'all gossiping about Pierre St. Pierre. Now, you know the rules. Keep my name out of your mouth unless you want to put my dick inside it.
Is there any way we can all, like, crowdfund a Coleman tent to place over him?
So we just ain't no tent going to stop Pierre.
He'll just shout out the tent. We've tried. Nothing will stop him.
We had 2 weeks where we were constantly feeding him cotton candy to keep his mouth shut.
We tried to poison him several different times.
Nothing's worked. Yeah. We made a poisonous cotton candy. Yeah, Pierre St. Pierre.
Last time we saw him, he was eating blood out of a turtle shell. That was his.
All the mice in the area are dead after feeding on his droppings.
Yeah, that classic Cajun meal. Yeah. Bloody turtle.
They have some like it's called, like, sauce picante, like a nice hot sauce and like a turtles. You just eat it and your stomach's burning. You're like, what? Yeah. Some of the food down there is so hot. What is the point of this? Mm-hmm. Like, where does this?
Mm-hmm. We death will quit, my boy.
Oh, this turd isn't spicy enough.
Turd dough.
That ain't occasion.
That
turd.
Is so funny. You're like, turd dough.
Turd dough.
It's turd dough.
Ain't no black that I eat no turd dough. Only black I have a third or two with Magic Johnson.
Yeah, I was in New Orleans a couple of years ago with Ariel Elias and I think Scotland Green. We went to some restaurant that had just opened up. It was there, literally, they had opened up like an hour prior.
Right.
So Wait, was I there?
Maybe.
Was that Hell's?
And we lied to get Ariel's dog into the restaurant. We said she had like a disability or something, so we could bring the dog
in. I think I was there. We went to brunch?
We went to brunch, and that waiter who had like just gotten out of prison, who like told us.
Yes, I was there. I was there. It was
an over-the-top brunch.
It was like a cheesy, over-the-top jazz-themed place.
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was called like jazz.
Right, right, right. Yeah, it was horrible. It was like...
It was worst food ever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just remember that waiter that was like... You know, one of those guys who's so happy to not be in jail anymore, but you're just worried about not pissing them off.
Right, right, right,
you know,
right.
Because he's so fucking high strung. Oh,
very on edge.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, that's a funny, the idea of that is crazy, because that's the worst job. So to get out of jail.
Service industry and become.
And then you're like fucking
from jail.
Dealing with people that are just complaining about fucking everything.
Yeah, you survive. That's how you quickly get sent back to prison.
Right. I mean, that's
interacting
like,
with the public.
Yeah.
Is there anyone worse and more drunk with power than a restaurant manager?
Yeah. The number one job
and like
for,
a cheesecake factory.
Yes.
You get out of prison, you should immediately get a job at the firewood place where they have you just split.
Quiet.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
No, there's nothing worse than like a manager at like an Applebee's on a busy Saturday night where they're like they're acting like it's a rocket launch.
Yeah.
Everybody's got those buzzing beeping things and they're walking around like, I need you now. I need you here. You're in this section. And it's like you want to just stop them and be like, your life is horrible. Horrible. This is so bad.
Yeah. He just has a fucking double whiskey. Yeah. Eat afterwards. He's like, did it again.
After the day, he's sitting at the bar like a nom vet.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
He's like, man, Friday night half price apps. We did it again. We did it again. That's the big loser thing that they say after they've done something. They're like, did it again, boys.
Yeah.
See you next week.
I worked at a GameStop. It was a seasonal employee at GameStop. And I was outside in the back having a cigarette with the manager and the assistant manager. And then like maybe two other guys that worked there. We were all just smoking. And the manager was like, I just want to let you guys know. We did $1.1 million in sales over the last 2 months. And the fucking assistant manager is exhaling a cigarette and, like, shaking his fists in the air like, we fucking did it. Like, you don't see any of that money.
Yeah, who cares?
First of all, we're not salesmen.
Yeah, right.
It has no bear. Nobody's like, yeah, you know what? I think I will get the new Grand Theft Auto because I like the way that autistic guy wiped the cheese off his shirt long enough for me to hand him $60.
Yeah. I feel comfortable doing business here in this GameStop.
Right.
Edward.
Make me feel at home.
I'm really
with the 37-year-old man wearing a Legend of Zelda fitted cap.
Dude, I watched a cell phone. I had a cell phone salesman at Sprint in a Long Island Strip Mall Sprint store.
Yeah. Beautiful.
The store was just closing. I come in and I'm like, dude, I need a phone. Yeah. I'm just like, I need a new phone. This is like... Bells start going off. This is like, he gets like $70 if he takes his whole transaction from beginning to end. He gets to a point where he has to call up Sprint to like get some like agreement waived or some bullshit, you know, it's not going through. Like they keep hanging up on him and he's like, he's got his head in his hands. And I could feel it. He's so angry. And he's like, I'm really sorry, man. I'm sitting here like an hour now. I got to make a train though. I'm like, I got to get on a train. And like, he's just like, so he's the last time. And then the person just, he like picks up, you can see him pick up real angry. And he's like, all right. And the person's like, we're going to put you on hold. He's like, no. And then they do it again. And he gets disconnected. And he's just like head in his hands. He just looks at me. He's like, and he just starts writing on this piece of like paper. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, this is my name. He goes, if you ever come back here, we'll try to make this happen. I'm very sorry. And he just hands me his name written on a piece of paper.
Jesus.
Like if
Christ.
I come back to that, like,
oh, I'm
and
shivering.
it was just such a sad shit. Cause listen, I was a broke down salesperson, but at least like in real estate, you think like, if I sell something, I'm going to turn it around. This guy's literally, cause sales is all equally hard. Like I could walk out of that cell phone store, just like you could walk out of a $600,000 house. The thing is, if you buy that house, I make 30 grand. If I buy that guy gets pizza for 2 days.
I used to be a cell phone guy. It's a terrible fucking job.
It's a rough one, man.
Yeah.
And you like helping people. Like, I like buying a phone, and I buy the fucking shitty expensive charger because I'm like, fuck it. Why not?
Right.
But then if you can't even sell it to me, it's like, oh, God.
Yeah. It's brutal.
It's rough.
What a fucking horrible existence that guy lives.
It's tough. Mm.
God, even like my roommates had to go
to work.
What's
worse
today
is to be a retail manager.
Yeah.
Because the retail managers delude themselves into thinking they're those guys while they make $23,000 a year.
Right.
You know, and it's like, that's a much where there's no bonuses.
Nah, you make more than that, right?
No.
To be like the fucking manager to like a shoe store or some shit?
Yeah, probably like 25 grand a year.
Really?
Yeah, nothing.
You don't even make 35K a year?
Nope.
Well, you make 35K selling Oxys in the parking lot.
Right.
You ain't living off shit.
If you're managing like a Suncoast video, you're probably getting like 20 grand a year.
My mother, when I was an actor's little kid, one of the, clearly a pedophile director of these shows I was in, this guy named Scott, who came up to me once. He came up to me once. I was like 10. He's like, if you ever want to talk about girls, he's like,
there's some good coke up in the hand.
He was the manager of a Suncoast video. So I always thought like the manager of every Suncoast was just a pedophile. No, like every time I was in the mall, I would walk by Suncoast and be like, and that's where the pedophiles work. Yeah.
So it's a very pedophilic store.
Yes.
It's like, we're going to go black leather and neon.
A lot of posters.
Yeah. And then there's like a poster
it's
of
a
like,
child rape den look.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a poster of like fucking some 10-year-old kid from some pirate movie with his shirt off. And then just a fat, greasy manager who's like, do you want any help?
Let's talk about
that's right. Imagine
your
working
favorite
in a mall. Like, your people, just the idea of like working in a store in a mall
brutal
is a rough thing.
Yeah.
That's a rough one.
I mean, it's rough, dude. That's every day. It's funny if it's like something you do for 6 months or something. Like, I kind of want to get a stupid job as a bit, but then I'm like, damn, that's someone's life.
No,
dude,
you can't do that. Dude, I wanted to go to the Florida Project Hotel and just do like a Instagram video. My friend's like, what? My friend calls me and goes, because I was like down there in Orlando. He's like, people live, like, that's a real thing. And I'm like, oh, you're right. And then I realized, I'm like, what a piece of shit like I would be.
To go
to that and be like, hey, look at me.
Oh, I'm ironically doing this.
I'm
like
here.
Funny voyeurism.
Yeah. I was like, oh, you're so right. I don't even know why I thought that would have been okay.
Yeah. Because our lives are so taken away from reality.
We're like, just also always trying to be
acceptable.
Fucking goofball.
We're trying to
be funny all the time. And you realize that, like, oh, this is inhumane. My bad.
I'm doing an Instagram live video where I urinate on a homeless person.
Right.
And I go, drink the soda. Yeah. Drink the soda,
hey,
asshole.
Man, what they don't want about here? What the problem there?
Sorry, I'm a comedian.
Somebody pissing on me?
It's not that I don't have any empathy and I'll do anything for a joke.
They have
that I'm
next
an artist.
Town meeting. They're like, are you? He's a YouTube star now? You're fucking kidding me. Are you serious? He has a Patreon.
Well,
Pierre
St.
Pierre
good.
Has a Patreon.
That's a good soda. Pierre liked that soda.
Support Pierre.
Pierre St. Pierre, the patron saint of pussy eating. And
$5 a month, I'll send you a bottle of my pussy.
Patron saint of pussy eating. beers.
I'll get all the pussy dripping out of my tongue and I'll bottle it. Yeah.
This is a show.
The only angel with red wings. Yeah.
Yeah. Can we write beers?
That would be a great animated series. Pierre St. Pierre, the pussy eating saint.
Just a group of
cunnilingus parish.
Yeah. They don't know what to do with them. They keep trying to throw them out.
Right, we needed somebody to suck the swamp water out of every woman's cunt. This man, the only man brave enough to suck that BP tainted swamp water out of every coont in New Orleans.
Ain't no problem with a little crude oil up in a pussy. That's actually my favorite type of lube.
My favorite thing to do is scrub the clit off with a little toothbrush. You know, like it's a baby seal. You gotta suck all that swamp water out there and then brush down that clit like a hurt seagull.
Oh, I love the pussy. I love to clean up and help the pussy.
Yeah. So they caught the Austin bomber.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, didn't he kill himself?
He blew himself up.
Young white dude.
Way to be consistent. Yeah, I've read a coverage of it, and it was like, they haven't released any more information other than his age and that he was white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he had like a dumb haircut,
too. Well, it's like, of course, we knew he was white.
Yeah. Right? He's a neo-Nazi, white supremacist guy, right?
I mean, he was blowing up black people?
You're blowing up prominent black families. You're, you know, and that is terrorism. He's trying to affect, like, can't call a school shooter terrorist because they're not trying to affect political change. But, like, a guy like this, terrorist.
Yeah.
Call him a terrorist. And New York Times, like, don't write a fucking article about, like, well, the plant closed down and many young men were disaffected. It's like, don't do that shit.
Did the New York Times, did they do that?
They've done that with a few white supremacists.
I don't think they'll do it with
this guy. They keep doing this where it's
puff
like
pieces about white supremacists.
Yeah, they keep doing it where it's kind of annoying. And I'm not even one of these dudes who's like, I'm not always like be on war footing, but it's like stop writing about like, well, the GM plant went under, and was this guy gonna do except get into Nazism? It was the logical course, you know. You know, jobs fled from to the city, and you know there was anxiety. So you know, Mein Kampf would be the next logical step.
Absolutely, he was balding anyway. He decided,
yeah,
gotta go bald completely.
Right, right.
You know, what matches with this?
Yeah.
There was a sale on Doc Martens that same day.
Right.
Too many fucking factors came together.
But it's also there was another firebombing, though.
Yeah, wait a minute. After this guy died?
I think so.
Jeez, copycat bomber?
Yeah, so someone else is doing it, too.
Damn, that sucks, dude.
Yeah.
What if he was a fucking plant, dude? Stay woke on that shit.
Oh, I don't know.
You know, they blew him up. He's a martyr. You know?
I wish I knew how to make bombs.
Alex Jones would be on tonight being like, this is clearly a pattern. This guy has nothing to do with this.
Right,
this is an actor.
It's the globalist.
Yeah. This is an actor. This God deep state subversion.
God forbid an actual actor ever commits a
oh, God, forget it.
Alex Jones, if Matt LeBlanc loses it and fucking shoots up a school.
Yeah. You can see him in the background of this scene in France.
Not only is he an actor, but as an actor, he played an actor.
Yeah. Do you see what this is?
Yo, you know Matt LeBlanc's got his own fucking sitcom again?
Does he?
He's on CBS, just gray-haired
with
some ugly lady.
According to
Joe. That's
got
to be. You got to be going into work every day just going, well, you know, this is found
money.
I'll
take the check, baby.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's found. When you go to L.A. and you have meetings on those, like, the big studios, and you see all these people doing these shitty shows and nobody watches, they're all walking around in the death knell. Like, they all know no one's watching.
I mean,
they're
shout out to LeBlanc for getting another check.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Check. Yeah,
it's funny how the entertainment industry can be sort of a trap because they pay you so much money to not realize that you're wasting your life.
Right.
Because it's so close to doing the thing you want to do.
Right.
Which is to have some sort of like creative recognition from your peers, you know, or to like make something that's actually good.
That you think is good.
But you can make something that it exists in the same building as something that's good.
Right.
That you get paid $11,000 a week to produce.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And it's like, you know, who's going to the bathroom? A reality show. We put cameras in people's bathrooms after they get an appointment with Geek Squad.
Right.
It's like sort of a crosser between drama and reality. It's potentially
illegal. It's always funny when like the people you meet with the production company, they tell you the other things they produce and they're embarrassed.
Yeah.
They're like, well, I was at a meeting and a guy goes like this. He's like this. He's looking down. We do a lot of things, you know, Cedric's barbershop battle, a lot of things. We do a lot of things. I'm like, wait, hold on, what? He's like, Cedric's
awesome.
You got barbers, Cedric, it's funny, it's a battle. What?
So are the barbers battling?
Listen,
who does the best haircut?
I don't know anything about him. Yeah. I imagine that is...
Yeah, no, we do a show called Steve Harvey's Giant Suit Off, where two middle-aged black guys come in and they see who has the dumber suit.
Yeah. We're real proud of what we've been up to. We're real proud of our current line of shows.
Yeah. All right, well, that's going to do it for today.
I feel like we're just getting rolling, dude.
Yeah, well, thank you, Tim, for coming on.
Thank you for having me, as always. You're good people.
Hold on. Let's plug...
I got to plug up tomorrow, Boston.
Second show added, right?
Second show added, and I forgot to promote it really too hard. So I think we only sold like 60 tickets or so.
That's not bad for the second show, though.
What's the total capacity there?
I don't know, because they told me it was 100, and then we sold 180. So,
all right, so we got to sell 180 tickets. So if you guys want to come to that second show, that would be great. Thanks.
And then also we have Funny Moms on the 26th. That's this Monday coming up. Tim will be on a future one. He's not on that one. He's on, I think, the 16th. Anyway.
Let me know.
Let me know what to cancel. But yeah.
I'm joking. No, every time something comes up, I'm going to do it. I'm very excited to do it.
I believe that's it. So please come to Funny Moms on the 26th, guys, and go see Nick in Boston. That was a fucking great fucking show. You guys are going to have a ton of fun. Sorry I couldn't make the Philly, guys. I was really fucked up. But I'm going to reschedule soon, and I want
to
come out there.
You just go to timdillancomedy.com. Please come out to live dates.
Yeah, thank you. Tim. He's so fucking funny.
Thanks.
Thanks, bye, guys.